fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. Faithful Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness, have come down to us through the generations. And nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! There's danger on the trail ahead! Oh, Silver! Hoy!
The Lone Ranger reined up at the hitch rack in front of Sheriff Parmalee's office.
Oh, Silver, oh, I steady, easy.
Two men waiting around the corner of the building watched the masked man dismount and toss...
Indians, you're no question about it, Pete.
We've got to get him, Jake, before he talks to the sheriff. Stand ready to jump him.
I'm set. Rat-faced whelp had his facts straight.
I thought the weasel was mistaken when he said the Lone Ranger was heading this way.
He weren't mistaken. Get ready now. Jump him!
All right! Crack him! Get him!
Hold on.
Turn him this way. I'll get him.
I don't like being turned that way.
I'll show you no masked man can gun for our sheriff!
You missed! Oh. Here's another!
Oh! You won't get me that way, I'll fix you!
Too slow!
Oh. Hey there, what's going on? Get your hands up, hoist him.
Put your guns away, Parmalee.
Hey, shit, get your hands up.
I came to see you. Those two wanted to change my plans.
They're both out cold.
Go on inside, we'll talk there.
But I got the drop on you, I told you
Save
to get your
head. Save your breath, Sheriff.
With a full lip.
Now, sit down there.
You look here. When I point a shooting iron at a man, I want his hands to raise. I'm hanged if ever I saw
you. You wouldn't shoot a man who didn't raise his hands. You're not that kind of a lawman. I'd like to know why those two jumped me, but that can wait. Here, read this.
What you got there?
Signed by the governor of the state.
Well, so it is. Jumping jingle bobs.
You remember Steve Hawkins, don't you?
Like I remember my own name. He was convicted of murder and sentenced to hang. Then he escaped. Now this paper gives him a free pardon. If he's found, he can come back here and take up his life again.
That's right.
But he can't be found. He's gone from these parts. He ain't been seen in 4 years. We had a reward for his capture, but he's never been found.
He'll be found.
You know where he is?
Yes, I've talked to him.
How long since?
Not long ago. And I talk to him again, I'll tell him to come back.
How'd you angle this pardon?
Steve Hawkins never committed a crime.
The evidence was against him.
Yes, three men testified against him. That was all the evidence there was.
Yes, but three witnesses is a plenty to hang a man.
When I talked to Steve, he told me he thought he could name the real murderers. But he didn't dare come back to town. Knew he'd be shot on sight.
Likely he would have been.
When Steve has a chance to tell what he's learned, you'll have evidence enough to convict the men who did the killing.
Yes. There was a lot of gold and jewelry stolen.
Yes, Sheriff.
Any chance of recovering that stuff?
Oh, probably some of it.
All right. I've noted the pardon and I'll post the news. You say you can find Steve?
Yes, he'll be here in a short time.
Short time? Does that mean a few hours or a few days?
Oh, possibly tomorrow, maybe a couple of days. Say, who are the men who jumped on me when I started toward your door?
Oh, Jake and Pete, eh?
Jake Maxim?
Yeah.
And Pete Whitcomb?
You know them?
Hmm. Two of the witnesses at the trial.
Well, that's so, come to think of it. Those two were the witnesses.
Thanks, Sheriff. I'll see you again. Well, still waiting around, eh? Why don't you two try again?
Now, you see.
Hold on there, Jake. You want Pete to leave alone?
I ain't started nothing.
You just make him leave us alone, that's all.
You two seemed mighty anxious to keep me from calling on the sheriff.
Well, we only want... That is...
I wonder if you didn't have some information about my visit.
I don't know what you mean.
Did you know why I went to see the sheriff?
No, how could we know?
Then why did you hide back of the building and jump me?
Well, we... Well, that is...
And you, Pete. You were reaching for my pocket while Jake was trying to get at me.
I wasn't doing anything of the sort.
Are you sure you didn't want the governor's pardon?
Boys, where did you jump him?
Well, he was masked. We thought he was an outlaw.
You find it better to jump on a man's back, huh?
Huh?
Instead of getting the drop on him. I see you two again. Maybe you started something that I'll finish.
After the Lone Ranger left the town, the sheriff gave Pete and Jake a talking to, and then went to the small ranch where Betty Hawkins lived alone.
I've sure brought good news for you, Betty. It's about your father.
My father's dead.
That's a story you've stuck to all these years, honey, but it's not the true fact. Your pa is alive and kicking, and he's been hiding out near here.
No such thing. Why are you coming here to tell me this?
Look, he's been pardoned by the governor of the state.
That's a lie.
Hey, read this, Betty. It's true. As true as I'm standing here.
You're only trying to trick me into telling where he is. Well, I don't know where he is.
Oh, you don't need to. The Lone Ranger is going to get him.
The Lone Ranger?
Well, I didn't let on I knew who he was, but he's the man. Seems like Steve must have got evidence against the ones that framed him for the murder of that old man and his wife. The evidence was enough to convince the governor of the state.
Oh, Sheriff. Sheriff Parmalee, don't lie to me. If you only knew how much it means to me...
I'm not lying to you, honey. I'm telling the truth. Your pa is a free man.
But if he didn't do the murder, then the witnesses lied at the trial.
Yep.
That'd mean that the witnesses were likely the ones that done the murder.
Hey, Cinder, that's so. Great guns, why didn't I think of that? Jake and Pete and that other critter at the trial, the weasel face one.
Do they know Pa's coming out of hiding?
They know all about it. That's why they jumped the Lone Ranger. They wanted to get the pardon away from him. Great guns, they'll be after him. I've got to travel fast.
Sheriff, what'll they do?
I can only hang once. They'll kill to keep your pa from getting here. But get up there. Get up.
Hurried to his office, reined up, and shouted at a group of men sitting on the porch.
Who there? Where's Jake? Where's Pete?
We don't know. They ran out of town.
Yeah, where'd they go?
Don't know. Didn't say.
Yeah, boys, we've got to find those two. Get your horses and hunt for them.
All day, the sheriff hunted for Jake and Pete without success. Those two had already left town and ridden into the Badlands, where hoofs made no tracks on the hard rock.
We'll manage to keep him in sight, Pete, and keep out of sight ourselves.
Yeah, there's plenty of big rocks. Wait up. Duck back of this rock. See him?
Yep.
Resting his horse way off yonder.
Pete, we got nothing to worry about. There ain't no evidence against us.
There is. Listen, Jake, I ain't had the chance to tell you. Look at this jewelry.
Where'd you get that?
From the Lone Ranger.
But Pete did some of the stuff we got.
I know when we got it.
I'm going to stand here.
But how'd the Lone Ranger get it?
Don't you savvy? He got it from Steve. Steve got it from the Redskins, and they likely told him they got it from us. That's proof that we're the ones that drilled that couple.
How'd you get it from the Lone Ranger?
I was trying to get the pardon off him while we fought. I got this instead. This is what he showed the governor to get the pardon.
Well, there's probably more of it.
That's why we got to waylay the Lone Ranger and Steve. Got to drill them both before they hit town.
Come on, he's moving forward again.
Get up, boy. Come on. Get up.
The Lone Ranger reached a cave at twilight. He joined Tonto and the man who for 4 years had been a fugitive.
I turned your pardon over to the sheriff, Steve.
I wish you hadn't.
Why?
I'd like to have seen it.
You not trust Lone Ranger?
I don't trust anyone, not anyone.
You have my word for it, Steve. The sheriff has posted the news. You're a free man.
I don't know.
You can start back for town right now, Steve. Your friends are waiting for you.
It's a trick.
Trick? It's no trick at all, Steve.
You're on the side of law and order. You'd do anything to get a fugitive in jail.
Oh, you're wrong.
Oh, him never lie to get crook.
All you've got to do is go back, accuse those lying witnesses, and the truth will come out.
Where's the evidence I gave you?
Here, I had...
Where is it? Let me have that jewelry.
Well, I thought it was in this pocket.
You ain't got it. It's gone. You turned it over to someone.
Steve, we'll find it. Now, let's start.
Won't move. I won't go back. It's all a trick to get me to surrender. That's all it is, a trick. I'll go back to hang.
They aren't going to hang you, Steve. Betty is there, your daughter.
Betty, what's she like?
She's trying to hang onto the farm, Steve. But she needs you. She needs her father.
If only I could be sure it ain't a trick to get me.
Take my word for it. It's...
Lone Ranger, good friend.
Give me your guns.
What? My
and the
gun?
Belt. The gun belt. Let me have that, too. The belt with the guns. And you, Towner, give me your gun belt, too.
Well, why you want that?
Give it to me. That red, maybe I'm touching being out here alone for so many years, but I don't trust anyone.
All right. Here, Steve, take my gun belt. Give him yours, Tonto. Now, why do you want them?
I'll tell you why. It's because I'm going to be on a guard again, a trap.
You ready to start now?
Get going.
Steve, can you ride the horse we brought you?
I'd ride a razorback to get back home. Home. I never thought I'd be going home again. You sure you ain't double-crossing me?
Come, Steve, you're not being double-crossed. We'll start now and be home by sunup.
Coming, Jake. See him? There's just enough light left.
Yeah, I see him. Got your rifle ready?
Yeah.
Take the Lone Ranger. I'll get Tonto, and then we'll both fire on Steve Hawkins.
Right.
Pete, you doggone fool.
You said to shoot.
But you fired too soon. You missed. You gave him a warning.
But I thought...
you thought. Look at him. They ducked back at those rocks. Now we lost our best chance at him.
They can't stay back at those rocks forever.
So that's it. That's the story, huh? I should trust the Lone Ranger.
Steve, listen to me.
I did listen to you. I listened to you and walked right into a trap. You got men in wait for me. That's what you got. They're waiting a chance to kill me to get the reward.
I tell you, I didn't know those men were there.
You lied.
Steve.
Listen to me. If you're lying, I'll kill you with your own gun. Now go on out there. Show yourself.
Show myself?
You heard me. Step out behind this rock. If they shoot at you, I'll know you're on the square with me. If they don't shoot at you... By thunder, I will.
Wait. Me go.
No, Tonto.
I don't care which, but one of you's going out there pronto. I'll find out if you lead me into a trap. I thought this was too good to be true. That was a slick story. For a time, I believed you.
I'll prove he told the truth, Steve.
You wait.
Tonto.
Me got rope. Me rope you.
Kimosabe, this isn't your job. I'm the one to go.
Me not let you go. Tonto go. Me get killed, it not matter. You die. Not plenty bad. And there... Rope, hold you for a minute. Now, Tonto, go out from shelter and rock.
Well, be quick about it, Dad. Ready, get going. If you don't get shot by those skunks yonder, you'll get shot by me.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Continue our story. After convincing Steve Hawkins that he should return to town and face a murder charge of which he is innocent, the Lone Ranger, Tonto, and Steve were ambushed on the trail. Taking cover behind a sheltering rock, Hawkins threatened the masked man and the Indian with death unless they faced the rifle fire of the outlaws to prove that the ambush was not a trick. Tonto quickly roped and tied the Lone Ranger and prepared to face death alone.
Tonto, 1 minute.
What you want?
Come here just a minute before you step out.
What matter? Me make ropes too tight?
No, Tonto. Not tight enough. Sorry, Tonto, but if anyone's going to be shot, I'm going to be the one.
Make up your mind. I'm getting ready to do some shooting my own self.
You'll not have long to wait to learn the truth.
Show yourself.
Right.
Drop to the ground. Great day, you did tell me the truth. They get you, son? They get you?
No, Steve.
Great gophers, you was on the level all the time.
I hope you're satisfied. Here, let me look at Tonto.
You sure cracked him a stiff one on the chin.
Let me have that canteen.
Here.
I'm sorry, Tonto, but it had to be done.
Is he hurt bad?
I'm just knocked out. Steady, Tonto, you're all right.
I mean, rope you. Me go out.
Forget it, it's all over. Steve's convinced we're his friends.
Me go out. What happened? You hit Tonto.
Yes, Tonto.
Oh. Me savvy.
Take a drink from this canteen.
What'll we do now? Those critters have the trail cut off.
As soon as it gets dark, we'll circle them and get back to town.
Can we do it?
Yes, Steve.
Who fire shot?
Are you all right now, Tonto?
Oh, me all right. You hit plenty hard, but Tonto got plenty hard chin, too.
Yes, Kiwa savvy. Well, I got a quick look at the man who fired. It was Jake, one of the men who jumped on me at the sheriff's office.
Jake, one of the witnesses again, me.
Steve, there were three witnesses.
That's right, Jake and Pete and the weasel.
Who?
And the weasel, that's what they called Mort. Rat-faced, yellow polecat, if there ever was one.
Where is he?
Well, he skipped town right after the trial.
Tonto, I wonder if this fellow called the weasel found out what we were planning and got word to Jake and Pete.
Now, how him find out?
I don't know. But those two surely knew why I was calling on the sheriff.
It seems so, but see here.
Well?
The evidence I had was that jewelry, the jewelry you had. Now it's gone. I got no evidence left.
I'm convinced those two are the murderers, Steve. And there's some way to prove it.
I'd like to get my hands on the skinny neck of that rat-toothed weasel.
What's that?
I said I'd like to get my hands on that.
Did you say rat-toothed?
Well, Mort's front teeth point out and come together like a rat's.
Steve, tell me more about him.
Huh?
Tell me all about Mort. Everything you know. How big is he? How does he talk? What color's his hair? Tell me everything. I think he's working in the state office. If he is, he would know about the pardon. He would have sent word to Jake and Pete. The weasel is there. I'm going after him.
Darkness enveloped the Badlands, and in its shelter, the masked man prepared the mighty Silver for a long trip.
Steady, Silver. Easy, boy. We're traveling. Tonto, it's up to you to get Steve into town.
Me do it.
Now wait here until total darkness, and you'll be able to circle those two.
Why not shoot it out with the ornery buzzards?
They've got to stand trial for murder.
Now, what me do in town?
Steady, Silver. Keep Steve out of sight.
Out of sight? I thought I was to be a free man.
You are a free man, but if you don't keep out of sight, you'll be a dead one. Jake and Pete will be gunning for you.
Can't I even see my daughter, Betty?
Easy, Silver. A couple of days won't make any difference. You'll have to stay hidden until we're ready for you. I'll check with you, Tonto. Easy, big fella. Come on, Silver.
There he goes!
You made him.
A few days later,
I haven't found any sign of your father yet.
Tell me the truth, Sheriff. What's happened to him?
I don't know. That's the truth.
Those two men are back in town.
Jake and Pete? Yes, I know they are.
Paul was the only one who had evidence against them.
Yep.
Then they've killed him, haven't they?
Well, Miss Betty,
tell me the truth. I can stand anything better than this uncertainty.
Betty, I don't think they got him.
Why do you say that?
Your pa was with the Lone Ranger.
Do you know that for a fact?
The Lone Ranger said he'd bring him to town. My bets are that he will.
Then why hasn't he done so? Where is he?
I've told you all I know, honey. Now you'll just have to be patient.
Hoofs clattered as a horse was brought to a halt outside the house. The sheriff leaped toward the door.
Ready there, Silver.
Silver.
Sheriff, is that the...
Biddy, Lone Ranger.
They told me you were here, Sheriff. I brought something to show you. Down you go.
Who you got there?
Man who used to live in town. Go on, Weasel.
Weasel?
I want you to take a look at him, Sheriff. Identify him.
Now, see here. You got nothing against me. I'm a law-abiding citizen. Sheriff, you got to make this masked man let me go.
Well, it's been a long time since I had to look at you.
Why did you bring that man here?
I wanted to be sure he was one of the witnesses against Steve Hawkins.
Where's my father?
He's safe.
Where is he? Please tell me.
He's hidden so Jake and Pete can't kill him.
Where did you bring that here? I thought the town was rid of it.
Now, see here.
Sheriff. Jake and Pete knew about my coming here with a pardon.
Yes?
The only way they could have learned about it was from someone in the office of the state where the pardon was issued. This man was working there.
Well, I'll be... So that's where you've been.
One of the three witnesses against Steve Hawkins. Are you, Mort? Let's have the truth.
I don't know nothing.
Isn't it true that you lied in court?
No.
Didn't you know that Jake and Pete were the killers? Didn't they make you help build a case against Steve Hawkins?
No, honest. Oh, please let me go.
Didn't they threaten to kill you, too, if you didn't help convict Steve? Didn't they make you leave town?
I don't know what you're talking about. Sheriff, make him let me go.
Jake and Pete aren't the killers. Why did they try to murder Steve before he came to town with evidence against them?
I don't know what to do.
You weren't working with them? Why did you tell him about me?
Sheriff, he dragged me here bodily. He abducted me.
All right, you won't squeal. I'll have to let you go.
Is that all you're going to say?
Yes, for the present. Go on, Weasel. You'll have to spend the night in town. No way to get a horse till morning.
You'll hit him. There, Moose, before I forget him a lawman and step on you.
Pete, we gotta work fast. Come with me.
But, Jake, I just ordered another drink.
Never mind that. The cafe will always be here. Weasel's in town.
What?
Yeah, I just learned of it. He's got a room in the hotel.
That yellow rat face will squeal as sure as thunder.
Sure he will. We gotta fix him. Make sure he don't.
Get him out of town.
Out of town, then do what we should have done in the first place. Fix him permanent. Let's go get him.
Yeah, who's there?
Open up, Mort.
Jake, Pete.
Shut up.
Keep your trap closed and go down the back stairs.
Boys, I didn't know you were there.
Save your breath.
Come in.
You come out. We got something to talk over with you. Why are you here in town?
Well, there is the Lone Ranger. He brought me.
Oh, squealing.
Oh, no, honest, Jake, I didn't say a word.
Come on, we're going to take a walk in the moonlight.
Oh, but... Oh.
Step along or I'll unhinge your arm. Down these back stairs and right outside.
Listen, let me talk. I swear I didn't say anything.
That don't prove you won't.
We can't take chances, Weasel. Open your face to yell, and I'll shove this knife right through your back.
Boys, I'm leaving town right away. They tried to question me. I didn't say a word.
Straight ahead now, right out that door.
Oh, please, boys, listen.
Shut up. Now, go on.
Keep right on.
Hey. What the?
You heard him.
Steve Hawkins.
Save the talk. Take their guns, Toto.
Me get them.
Now, see here, Steve. Listen, it's great that you're free.
Shut up.
I ain't done nothing.
Nothing but send me to jail. Oh. Get going. The sheriff's in his office, and he's waiting.
Three of the witnesses together again, eh?
Now, see here, Sheriff. That masked man's got a lot to account for. He brought me here at the point of a gun.
And me.
And he brought me all the way
from... Jake, you and Pete get back to that cell.
I'll be hanged if
you
I...
You move.
Oh!
Pete.
Hey, cut it out.
I'm a-going. Now, stop shoving me. What's the idea?
There. Now then, Steve, your masked friend had better deliver. I've jailed those two. Where's the proof of getting them?
Well, Sheriff,
The evidence was stolen from me, Sheriff.
What? The evidence stolen?
No, it's a lie. He never had evidence.
I had jewelry that those two traded to Indians. That jewelry came from the robbery. The evidence was sufficient to get the governor's pardon so Steve could return to town.
Maybe so, but without the evidence, how can I bring those two to trial?
Well, if this man will confess his part, you'll have the evidence.
I didn't do anything. Sheriff, you questioned me before.
Weasel, you didn't have a part in the murder, but you knew that Jake and Pete were the killers, didn't you? If you'll admit you lied at the trial and testify against those two... You might escape punishment.
I ain't got nothing to see.
There you see. You got nothing at all against us.
Well, you're dead ready.
Well, Steve, it's too bad, but it looks like we can't keep him in jail.
You can't. You'll have to let them go, Sheriff. They're too smart for us. And they probably won't leave evidence when they get Weasel either.
What?
Of course he won't. They'll probably frame poor Steve for that murder, too. Of course, there ain't no one will be sorry to see a poor cat like the Weasel wiped out.
Oh, stop talking like
that. Well, unlock the door.
You'll be quick about it.
No, hold on. Don't let him out yet. Wait a few minutes.
We can't keep him in jail.
Don't worry, Weasel. We won't hurt you.
You can think it over, Weasel. Maybe when you're away from here, you can testify and collect the reward. Send your statement to the sheriff by mail when you get where Jake and Pete can't reach you.
I won't squeal. Jake, Pete, listen to me.
Here's my keys. I'll unlock the cell door.
You have their guns, Toto. Return them when the sheriff unlocks the door.
Me do it.
I'll let you out pronto, Jake.
No, wait, Sheriff, wait. Don't let him out there. Murder me.
That'd be too bad.
They can't be kept in jail without cause.
Death ain't bad, Weasel. I tried 4 years of living as a hunted animal. Death would have been lots better.
Maybe you can outwit them, Weasel. You're a smart man.
We'll give you a send-off when you're planted in Boot Hill.
Wait, hold on, Sheriff. You gotta keep them the outtalk.
You dirty rat.
If they done it, they killed him. They made me promise not to squeal. Don't let him out. Keep him jailed.
We'll get you for that.
You've got to have proof, Weasel.
They've still got some of the jewelry. I'll tell you where it is. I'll tell you everything. I lied in court. Stephen never had a hand in the murder. Don't let him out. Keep him in jail till they hang. Oh, don't let him out. They'll kill me.
Plenty evidence against the killers now.
Yes, Tonto, plenty. Look over there. Steve's at the door of his home. Betty's opening the door.
Me see.
Dad! Oh, Dad, you've come home.
Steve has waited a long time to hear that, Tonto.
That good. Well, we ride now, Kimasabi?
Yes, Tonto. Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout. Get him up!
Oh, Silver! Away!
Just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.